fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy is set upon the throne of the earth. And we know that from Daniel 7 that prophecy highlights as far as the fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy, papal Rome coming to control the earth. In verse 8 of Daniel 7, it says, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them a little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and mouth, and a mouth speaking great things. We know that the plucking up of these three horns was the removing of three kingdoms that allowed the papacy to be established as the fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy. The point being then that Daniel 7 is also a parallel, dealing with the plucking up of the three horns in Daniel 7, is a parallel of Daniel 11:31 on how the papacy comes to control the world. And for the papacy to be put in position and control the world, first three geographical areas needed to be conquered. And then after the papacy is established on the throne of the earth in verse 31, we see some descriptions of the persecution that takes place, some descriptions of the primary characteristics of the papal power. And then in verse 38 and 39, we see the influence of the lifting up of the so-called Virgin Mary in Catholicism to give us some of the motivations and dynamics connected with verse 40. Because in verse 40, we now see the story of not only the deadly wound delivered to the papacy in the first phrase of verse 40, but we see the beginning of the story of the healing of the deadly wound, how the papacy is once again going to return to rule planet Earth. And part of that story in verse 40 is that the influence of the messages and the history connected with the so-called Virgin Mary and her apparitions, which has been dealt with in the previous two verses, it has an impact in the history that's identified in verse 40. And sure enough, in the first movement for the papacy to return to its position of power, we see the Soviet Union swept away in 1989-1991 time period, and this is identified in verse 40. And the point being is that, as always, once again, we see a struggle for geography. It's geography.